Many centuries ago, in a city somewhere in the middle of a hot, dry and mountainous land, there lived a man who sold words. He had a small shop deep inside the sook. It was lit by a single dull lamp, and he would sit on cushions, quite still, in the middle of the floor, waiting for people to come. And come they did, in order to buy words. Words to comfort or to advise. The old man would have them sit on the floor before him, and he would listen to their reasons for coming. The reasons were always different, yet, at the core, always the same. Fears and fantasies, desires and passions, needs and wants, all very human and common to all people. And so he listened. For to sell words, you must learn to listen to them. Listen with all your being. First listen, and then speak. He was a good listener. That's why people came to him. Afterwards, when they had said all they had needed to say, they would wait for the word seller's words. When he spoke softly and slowly, carefully choosing his words according to what he had learnt. Not so much from what they had said, rather more from how they had said it, perhaps what they had not said. For often, in airing our questions, we declare the answers without recognizing them ourselves. He would never give a direct answer. He always found a story to tell, one that the listener could take away with them and think about. Within the tale there would be many things for them to understand, or not. That would depend on they themselves. Before they left him, they would place a coin, perhaps two, in his bowl, and they would return to where they had came from. They would leave his little shop with his words in their minds, having left theirs with him. These people were always relieved, happy, even elated when they left him, cured by the old man's words. At least, that's what they thought. But the truth was, and they were unaware of this, that it was not the old man's words that had enabled this marvellous transformation, but their own. Simply by speaking, by expressing their fears, their needs, their desires, and by giving those words a place in the world, they had freed themselves from the weight of their own worries. By speaking out loud of those fears, they had empowered themselves to overcome them. The old man had simply listened and let them be heard. Everyone has a story to tell, and the greatest pain, so it is said, is having a story that one cannot tell.